You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love. Where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure. Where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic. Where respect is modeled like please and thank you. Where truth is taught along with history and literature. Where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner from The Revealing Truth. First of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your support and making The Revealing Truth one of the most listened to Christian broadcast shows in South Florida. It's been an honor to bring you the Word of God over these past 7 years and to see that Word impact our region. Secondly, I want to thank you for your financial support of this broadcast. Has gone a long way in keeping us on the air. Many of you have been faithful to support our efforts, and we couldn't do it without you. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your support. Thirdly, as you know, we're in the middle of our summer months, and I'm coming to you to ask you for help to help meet our on-the-air budget. WCNO has been a wonderful partner. However, the cost of having this show on the air has far outpaced the donations that have come in. We need your help to stay on the air. So that's why I'm coming to you today. I want to ask you, will you consider partnering with us to help us meet our financial obligations through the summer? Please take a moment today and consider what you can do for The Revealing Truth. Your support is vital for this program to stay on the air. You can make your best gift now by going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. That address again is mytruthchurch.com. And just click on that donate button. You can call our corporate office at 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. And we can take your donation over the phone. I'm asking you today, will you partner with us? Will you help us keep this show on the air? Will you keep being a regional partner to bring the truth to South Florida? Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, and we look forward to what God's going to do in your life today. Now let's get ready for the Word.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There are some things that you're going to have to walk through, and you are not going to be able to explain them while you're here on earth. You'll figure it out when you get there to heaven. There are some things you're going to have to endure here and have to endure it without the answer. And trust God anyway. I said, trust God anyway. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. I don't care how many degrees you got, and I don't care what seminar you went to, who laid hands on you. You will not be able to explain everything. There are some things you just got to say, you know what, God? I'm going to trust you. And you got to say, you know what? I don't even know what I believe about all this. But God, I know in whom I do believe. I believe in you, and I trust you. You are the author and the finisher of my life. You're the beginning and the end. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the way maker. You're the destiny shaper. Oh, somebody shout, God, I trust you. At some point, we got to come to God and say, God, I know that I have committed everything to you. It's all yours, my life. No matter what happens, I trust you. Because let me tell you something. The moment you put God in a box and say, God's got to do this way, God just shows up and don't do it that way. Because God will not let you put him in a formula. He will not let you put him in a box. I don't care if they tell you to come to the altar, throw a $10 bill over your back, spin around 3 times and fall down under the anointing. If it worked for somebody else, don't mean it's going to work for you. Come on, I'm preaching a thing. Come on. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Guys, listen to me. I've been in ministry for a long time. Some of y'all in here have been in ministry longer than me, but I've been in ministry for a long time, and I've been a part of the supernatural power of God. I've seen creative miracles manifest. I've seen the miraculous manifest. I've been a part of camps. I've been a part of revivals where the supernatural power of God showed up. I prayed over a woman one time who was blind that today still can see. God supernaturally touched her and gave her sight. Come on, that's a miracle. That's not just a miracle. That's a creative miracle. I've seen physical miracles manifest. I've seen bones straighten out. I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs and dance. I've seen the supernatural take place. People healed from stage 4 cancer when the doctor didn't give them no hope, and they didn't do no drugs, they didn't take no chemo, they didn't do no radiation, and they still got raised up supernaturally. I've seen it all. I've seen people with cancer been healed when they did take the drugs. And then I've seen some people with cancer die anyway. I don't know what the answer is. All I know is I trust God, and my God is a miracle working God. I wonder if I got anybody in here that believes that this morning. Let me tell you something. When you're speaking at a camp, it's easy to get up and talk about miracles. It's easy to get up and talk about faith. It's easy to get up and proclaim the supernatural power of God, and everybody come in with a level of expectation and miracles be released. You know why it's easy? Because I'll be gone in a week. I'm not saying that what I'm preaching is false. I'm saying that I don't have to give an account for what I preach because I won't be there. I don't have to answer the questions next week. Come on, you better hear me this morning. Amen. See, it's only when you are a pastor of a house and you have to do a funeral for a woman who was like your sister, who you dearly loved, who you thought God spoke a word into your life that she was going to be healed from this thing, and watch her wither up and have to go do her funeral at the end of that 6 months, that leaves you with a few unanswered questions. Come on, you better hear me this morning. And then look in the eyes of her husband and have to answer the questions when he's crying his eyes out while she's laying there on a bed, passed on and gone to heaven. And he's looking at me going, Pastor, I don't understand. How come she didn't get raised up? Pastor, I don't understand. I don't understand why this cancer took her out. I mean, that's a very difficult thing to walk through. I don't care who you are. Come on, somebody. When you are a pastor and you walk with people and you walk them through terrible loss, when a dear friend loses a son to suicide and you don't know how to have answers and you don't know how to deal with it, and all you can do is say, I'm here if you need me. I don't know how to be anything else but a friend. I don't know how to be anything else but a refresher. Come on, somebody. I'm going to tell you what, these past couple of years have been hard on me as your pastor. Walking through this stuff with Beverly took its toll on me. And the year before, losing Sharon, this holy woman of God that come to prayer every Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock that would come up to me, who was diagnosed with cancer and given 6 months to live but held on for 9 years, would come in here on a Tuesday morning and speak a word over me in this house. And when she went on to be with Jesus, I had a hard time with it. Is it okay if I be a little bit real with you? Come on now. See, in those moments, you don't need an explanation. In those moments, you need a refresher. In those moments, you need an encourager. You need somebody that has the courage to show up. Come on, amen. Listen, I've been in ministry a long time. I've had a lot of friends in ministry who've been pastors, who've been leaders, who've come to me and told me, Jason, my marriage is over. It's ended. I don't know how to hang on. Two of my friends told me they were going to leave the ministry. They were done. They couldn't hang on no more. They've lost their marriage. They've lost their ministry. They don't want to do it no more. Men under so much pressure, looking out and caring for the needs of others that nobody was caring for them. Come on, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, you can never be a true friend to anybody if you're unwilling to live with their reproach. You can't help nobody if you're ashamed of what they've done. Come on, amen. There is no way to be a friend if you say you are there for somebody, but you hold judgment in your heart for their failure. That's not a real friend. Come on, are you here this morning? Is this okay? Is everybody all right? And listen, these friends of mine that were pastors that were suffering, they weren't suffering for the sake of the gospel. They were suffering because they made some bad decisions. I certainly ain't going to wag my finger at somebody for making a bad decision because I've made my share. Some of y'all act like y'all ain't never done nothing wrong. Amen. I've sat with people in ministry that have messed up and their congregation turned their back on them and their denomination kicked them out and all the other pastors in the whole city and county stopped talking to them and wouldn't take their phone calls and everybody in their family blamed them for what happened. Lifelong friendships just disappeared in their life and I've seen them broken and left with nobody coming to encourage them, nobody coming to refresh them. I had a pastor tell me one time that I was the only pastor that reached out to him, and this pastor had a lot of pastor friends. Come on. Every other pastor shunned him. Come on, are you hearing me this morning? Come on, somebody. Some of those same people he called friends dragged him through the mud and gossiped about him. Some of those same people he called friends got up in front of their congregation and condemned him. Let me tell you something. That is not the Bible. That is a Pharisaic religious thing that Jesus could not stand. As a matter of fact, anytime you ever look in the New Testament and see when Jesus lost his temper, it was over that stuff right there. He never got mad at a prostitute. He never got mad at a thief, but he got mad at religious people that took advantage of God's people. Come on, somebody. Men and women under so much pressure, they just feel like they can't make it. And this is what the Bible says. Listen to what the Bible says. A friend loves at all times. That's non-negotiable. A friend loves at all times. And you don't. That don't mean you have to approve of somebody's bad decision or somebody's behavior or whether or not they're making the right choice in order to be their friend, because true friends will bring you back to a place of wholeness. You just got to be able to bear their reproach and not be offended by it. Come on, is this helping anybody? Watch this. Onesiphorus is never put off by the circumstances of Paul's life. He's not put off by it. He's attracted to it. He sought him out. When all the other great apostles, when all the other great leaders, knew that Paul was locked up in prison. They didn't want to have nothing to do with him. Come on, help me, somebody. Come on, amen. Jesus said this. He said, if you only love them that love you, what in the world have you done? You ain't done nothing. It's easy to love somebody that loves you. The challenge is coming in to love somebody that you ain't sure if they love you. Come on, amen. The challenge is loving people that ain't got it all together. If you love people that love you, then what have you done? What do you do when somebody you care about, a fellow believer, is walking through a time in their life where it's just unbelievable pressure, and then all of a sudden they fall out of fellowship? I look around this room this morning, and I see people. I've been pastoring this church for 6 years, and I see faces that are not here anymore because they were just taken out. They were isolated. They came to pressure points in their life and just disappeared. Can't find them. Not going to church nowhere. Feeling abandoned by the body of Christ. Oh, somebody didn't pick up a phone and said, hey, where you been? I love you. I love you. Where you been? They're not anywhere. Not going nowhere. I mean, that's a very hard place to be when you're isolated like that. You feel like the whole church has turned its back on you. All the people you called friends won't call you. People forgot about you. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I track them down and I find out where they are. You hear this. Well, I was sick. I never got a call from nobody and I was sick, so I just figured that's it. You know, I don't belong there. Or my kid ran away, or I lost my job and I couldn't get to church. I didn't think anybody would want to bother to come pick me up. I didn't want to bother nobody. Some issue, a husband, a wife, a strained marriage. Their life has just come under so much pressure. They become so isolated. They become lonely. They're fighting battles all by themselves. Listen, can I just tell you one of the surest ways to lose a battle is to fight it all by yourself in isolation. Not that you don't have the power of God living in you, but if you're under a lot of tremendous amount of pressure, you're not going to make good choices. Sometimes you need a friend to help you along the way. Because if the enemy can get you to a place where you're standing alone and nobody's standing with you, then he's positioned you in a place where he can take you out. That's why the devil always wants you to withdraw from the body. That's why he does. That's why he comes to you on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, and says, "Just sleep in. Just sleep in. You can get the CD next week, and you know good and well you're not going to get it." Oh man, look at the weather. It's so overcast. It's probably going to rain. You can't hear him preach anyway with that metal roof. See, I don't know. Y'all don't know. I haven't thought about all the excuses. I know all of them. Come on, amen. But that's what he does. If he can ever isolate us, then he can destroy us. That's why, listen, Truth Church has to be a church where we love each other, where we care for each other, where if you don't know somebody in this room, you should take the time to get to know them. You should get each other's phone numbers because we're in this thing together. We're living in a vision and a ministry in this house that's trying to accomplish something in this community. And if we don't even know who we're working with, then it's easy to get isolated and fragmented. But if you'll make the effort to get to know the rest of these people in this room and get involved in their life and learn how to love them and learn how to put up with them and not be offended with them and care for them, I'm telling you what, God can do something powerful in your life. He can do something powerful in this ministry just by us learning to love each other. Some of y'all been coming to this church for 6 months, and there's people in here that's been coming 6 months, and you don't even know them. You look around the room, and some of y'all look around the room, you don't know nobody. I mean, if you're going to get some friends, you got to show yourself friendly. Don't run out the door as soon as church is out. Hang out in the parking lot and talk to a few people. I promise you, all the food on the buffet at Golden Corral will still be there when you get there. It will. No rush. They done jacked the price up anyway. It's $14 to eat. Who wants to go there? Just stay. Fellowship. Stay in fellowship. Somebody said to me, I can't believe all those pastors left all their families and all those pastors left the ministry. Why would people act like that? Well, if you've never messed up, then throw stones. Come on, amen. But if you believe there are times in your life when you just need somebody to be a friend, then be a friend to somebody. Don't judge them. Be a friend. You ought to be the first one to say, you know what? I'm willing to give my life away to anybody that's hurting. I'm willing to give my life away to anybody that might need a friend. I'm here to be a minister to somebody that's desperate, somebody that just needs some encouragement. Because you know what? Audacious people search for those in need, and audacious people are not deterred by the circumstances of somebody else's life. And number three, audacious people are the grace-filled ministry of the Holy Spirit to the earth. You are God's representation in the earth. And your number one job as a believer is to be Jesus to people. Come on, you need to be Jesus. You can't really help nobody in yourself because you know what? In your human nature, you will always have an ulterior motive. Subconsciously, you'll be seeking your own personal benefit. That's why we need the Holy Ghost in our life to be a blessing to somebody else. Now, you ain't going to hear that everywhere, but you'll hear it here. Come on, amen? It is the power of grace that works through human beings. Sometimes you don't need another conference. Sometimes you just need somebody to show up like Jesus. Come on, amen? Sometimes you don't need another prophecy. Sometimes you just need somebody to show up and be Jesus to you. Somebody that can love you. Somebody that can endure with you. Somebody that will hold your hand and not tell all your stuff all over Facebook. Please don't tell me you're a prayer warrior, because you're really not a prayer warrior. If somebody confides in you something and you put it on Facebook and say, I want you to be praying about so-and-so, they're going through this, and air all their stuff all over Facebook. Can I just tell you, God's not happy about that. He don't like it. Come on, amen. I know in this room today, we got a lot of people that are walking through some stuff today, things in their life that have just been unbearable. There are things in this room, I look around this room, and there are many of you that have confided in me pressure points in your life where you're struggling just to get through with loss, with grieving. Many of you here this morning, you've been through sickness, you've been through stroke, you've been through heart attack, you've been through surgeries, you've been through great loss, you've been grieving, you've had hard things in your life. We need friends. We need friends. The heart of your pastor and the heart of this house is that we learn how to be there for each other. Listen, I can't keep up with every single one of you. So you guys got to make friends with each other so we can all network together so we can look out for each other. It's impossible for me to call everybody every week. There's over 450 people that call this their home church. And if you'll look around, you'll notice they don't all come every week. But I'm praying for them every single day. I call their name out before God. People that are in desperate places. And I just want us to learn to be His church. I want us to be audacious.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pure joy to have been with you for the last 7 years on the air. As I stated earlier, I need your help to keep The Revealing Truth broadcasting on the air for the rest of the summer. If I have been a blessing to you in any way, if this word has ministered to you, if you've been healed by hearing this word, if it's changed your perspective and helped you in your life, I'm asking you to help me now. Will you help me? Will you partner with me? If you're calling, you can call 772-461-8555, extension 0. That number again is 772-461-8555, extension 0. We will take your donation over the phone. Otherwise, go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button. From all of us here at Ignite Your World and the Revealing Truth, we want to thank you for helping keep us on the air. And thank you for partnering with us with your financial support this week. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.